Hi, I feel like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Puckley Stories of Today's Press and Journal on Wednesday, February the 14th. So, happy Valentine's Day. And so, yeah, maybe go to a Helica card through the post today, or like me, maybe no. Anyway, third page paper today is a nurse poisoned youngster with laxative drugs. So, a former NHS worker poisoned a young kid with industrial amounts of medication and left him looking like somebody from Auschwitz. A jury took just over an hour to find Tracy Methenick unanimously guilty of willfully harming the boy at the Royal Aberdeen Children's Hospital and another location. Her victim, for a cannot be named, was aged between 3 and 6 when the auxiliary nurse gave him huge doses of the laxatives. During a 19-day trial at High Court in Aberdeen, jurors heard 5,500 pages of evidence and medical records relating to the youngster and his failure to gain weight. Methnick was found to have given the boy industrial amounts of lactulose, which resulted in his growth being stunted and led to his hospitalisation. As a result, the peer kid underwent needless operations, which left him with permanent disfigurements and impairments and endangered his life. One expert witness said the youngster had resembled a survivor from a concentration camp when admitted to hospital, weighing less than £22 at the age of 5. Oh, my God. Methnick for Aberdeen broke down as the jury's verdict was delivered. Judge Lady Drummond deferred sentence for arrangements to be made for a child to accommodate her, because she's in a wheelchair user. So, oh, my God, what the course. Bism. It's an awful, awful thing to do. Be a little 2-12 and just being that weight, being 5-year-old, God's sake. Awful. So, well, never if she's in a wheelchair or no, but she's definitely a book thrown at her. It's just unbelievably horrible. Now, here's a primary schools that handed a share of £200,000 to back inclusivity project. So, three primary schools in the northeast have been awarded a share of £200,000 to support a progressive inclusivity project as part of the 2023-24 School Library Improvement Fund. So I said SLIF for short, a nice slick name here. Seton School, Lawrence Clark Primary School and Meldrum Academy have received funds as part of the £200,000 SLIF, which has been allocated to a total of 21 initiatives across 13 local authority areas in Scotland. Administered by the Scottish Library and Information Council on behalf of the Scottish Government, the fund supports creative and innovative projects within the school library sector in Scotland. Lawrence Kirk, Ian Money, is going to develop a creative, inclusive space in his library through the Inclusive Wellbeing Creation and Stories Initiative to promote positive mental health and wellbeing through a range of activities. Meldrum Academy is tackling discrimination and fostering empathy. Project seeks to address an increase in discriminatory language and attitudes among pupils through reading and discussion. And the Seton Reads program of Seton School aims to support the reading of English as an additional language for pupils, as well as hosting a variety of events aimed at developing a clearer understanding of the issues faced by the school's multicultural community and their families. So, well, that is definitely money well spent, because if it's helping the kids to read, there's nothing greater than if a kid starts to read and they can read themselves, if they have books or comics or papers, whatever it is, you can get lost in a world of your own imagination, really. So great thing, and it kind of offers a big hoo-ha with libraries closing, but thing is, if folk don't use them, then that's just they're not going to get kept on, unfortunately. So you have to make the best of them when they're here. So well done to the government and the council for getting this money out and about, and especially 3 different areas. So be a big help across the northeast. Now there's a councillor on bike targeted with ketchup. So anybody in councillor has spoken of her shock after youths splattered her with tomato sauce as she was biking home for work. Labour's Kate Blake was struck by a group of about six teenagers while she was making her way up Union Street at about 7 o'clock on Monday night. The Kings Wells, Shirrixley and Summerhill councillor had been heading back for the Doon House when the item was thrown to her near the Trinity Centre. She explained, "One of them threw something at me, it hit my cheek and it totally shocked me. It felt quite solid when it hit me and I could feel liquid, so I thought, am I bleeding?" After stopping at traffic lights, she reached up to her face and realised it was tomato sauce and luckily no bleed. When the elected member eventually arrived home, she found the sauce had gone all over her cheek, bag, jacket, leggings and bike. She says, "I was quite shaken." The incident came as councillors agreed to approve £100 million plans to transform the Granite Mile. The proposal will see cycle lanes added to the northern side of Union Street, running from Holborn Junction down to Castlegate. But she doesn't think incidents like this will stop folk for bicycling in the city. She said safety is a key issue in folks' minds for the cycle, and I believe firmly that segregated infrastructure will make folk more safe. "This was an awful incident for me, but in reality, the danger to you as a cyclist often comes from vehicles. So segregation will encourage more folk to bicycle." So, crikey. That's, not great thing, a bit silly. Chucking tomato sauce, just a waste of tomato sauce, I would say, with maybe it was Lidl's own label or something like that, which, wouldn't miss that so much. But hopefully it wasn't Heinz Organic now, because that is just deliciously tasty. It's, you can certainly tell the difference, I think. But I probably, probably would be bamboozled in a blind taste test, but I like that Heinz Organic tomato sauce. Delicious. Now here's a fearless granny sends masked intruder packing after bracken. So an Aberdeen granny was wakened in the middle of the night by a masked man bracken into her house, but challenged the intruder and sent him packing. So the boy took a spade to the living room window of the wifey's house on Cairnwell Drive before clambering inside. The 20-year-old not only woke up the occupant of the mastic address, but also her neighbours, who looked on in shock as he climbed inside. But the would-be thief quickly turned and fled as the fearless granny came downstairs and challenged him. The intruder was later caught when his DNA was found on the spade. Certainly a master criminal, anyway. Fiscal Deputy David Rogers told the Aberdeen Sheriff Court the incident happened just before 4 o'clock in the morning on July the 10th, 2022. He said the wife was in bed upstairs when she heard somebody try the door. But as her grandson was out, she assumed this was him and didn't get up to check. He said a short time later she heard a loud smash and soon coming from the living room window. At this time, neighbours across the street also heard the noise and looked out of their respective windows and observed a male, the accused, wearing all black and his face covered, using an unidentified item to break the window before climbing inside. The startled grandmother then got up and made her way downstairs checking her dogs for had started barking. On seeing the boy climbing through the window, she challenged him and he immediately jumped back through the window and ran down a nearby lane. So, there you go. If proof was needed, then I mess with folk from Maastricht, even all grannies. Now, this gets my goat now, but the price of dropping passengers off at the airport is up again. So the price to drop off passengers in Aberdeen International Airport is to increase rate 10% for the day. It will now cost motorists £5.50 up for a fiver to drop off passengers outside the Dyce Airport's terminal, with a maximum time limit of 15 minutes. Aberdeen Airport, which is owned by AGS Airports, first introduced a drop-off charge of £1 in 2015 and then grew up to £2 a year after. In 2019, it grew up to £3 and then £4 in 2022. Last year, it grew up to a fiver, but the drop-off period was increased from 10 minutes to 15 minutes. So airport bosses justified the increase in 2023 by claiming it was due to operational costs. Crikey. West Aberdeenshire and Kincardine and MSP Alexander Burnett, however, said it penalises passengers for rural areas. Well, everybody. In April, the airport's parking facilities went cashless And along with the latest increase to drop people off, it has also been announced the free stay at a long stay car park will rise from 30 minutes to an hour. Last month there was controversy when it was announced that the drop-off fee for the airport's official taxi firm would increase by 150%, meaning passengers would have to pay an extra £3 for every journey, going from £2 up to a fiver. So, crikey, well, the airport folk are just saying that they need the money because they're skint. But they say we would encourage only passengers for fields they would need longer than 15 minutes to use either the short stay or the free option, or long stay, which is also serviced by an on-demand shuttle service. So, it's just the ideal, it's just scandalous. So, anybody that's coming up to Aberdeen, and we are meeting him, and I'm thinking specifically Ewan's Ashley and Barnaby, you better make sure you've got your boots on to walk up to the roundabout, and we'll just pick you up here as normal. It's £5.50. I mean, I'm pleased to see you now that, but that's £5.50, scandalous. Now just finish up with sport as normal, and back page of paper day is I'll rediscover my mojo, says Clarkson. So it says Leighton Clarkson agrees he hasn't hit the heights of last season in his second campaign with Aberdeen, but the Dons playmaker insists he's getting back to his best. He contributed 6 goals and 9 assists during his season on loan for Liverpool, prompting the Dons to sign the midfielder on a 4-year deal in the summer. But this campaign hasn't been so prolific. He's only had 2 goals and 3 assists in his 34 appearances so far. And it's not gone great guns for him tonight either, because I just had a quick look whilst I was doing this podcast here, and they're losing 3-1 at home tonight, so to Motherwell. So I've got a bit of catching up today, but hopefully they'll, it's early days yet, so hopefully they'll have a better second half and knock a few past Motherwell. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. Now it's a wee puckly series of today's Pressing Journal on February 14th, 2024. As I say, happy Valentine's Day for any starstruck lovers or more mature folkies. We've had a rare old day, and it was quite a decent day here in Aberdeenshire. It was in the two this afternoon to pictures. We Brodie, because they're on yet more time off this school, so our school's more often for their end nowadays. But anyway, this was his last day of his half-term break, so we're going to see migration at the pictures, which was quite good. I think some things might have been worth his heed, but it was pretty good. And then I rake about some of the shops doing the beach owner, and then him, and then just after about supper time, the rain come on, and it's, I think it's still drizzling away yet. So, but certainly, no quality, I'd say, I think. So, anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. New, hope you enjoyed it. Make sure and tell somebody about the Doric Express, and they can follow us on Spotify. They'll never miss an episode if they do that. If you can manage that, it would be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo. Thank you.